filled with folks making a difference. And they join Mindy Gould here in the studio right now. It's Harney County Live on 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning and welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. I'm Mindy Gould, and my guest today is Tammy Blessing with the Oregon Department of Human Services, and she's talking to us over the phone. So if we have technical difficulties, please bear with me, and I do apologize. Tammy, are you there?
I am.
Good morning. Yay, it worked!
Good morning.
So go ahead and introduce yourself and what it is you actually, what you do.
I'm Tammy Blessing, and I work with the Oregon Department of Human Services. My title is a Resource Family Retention and Recruitment Champion. I belong to a 16-person team that is making statewide efforts around supporting resource families and working on recruiting new families to provide foster care for children in Oregon. And I am pleased to say that Harney County is one of the counties that I have a privilege of working with.
Now, we were talking before the show, and you had stated that you work with in several different counties. Which counties are those?
So I am covering Baker, Union, Wallowa, Harney, Grant, and Malheur. So the vast majority of far eastern Oregon.
Fantastic. The wonderful area of eastern Oregon.
So yeah.
You had also stated that May is Foster Care Month.
Yes, May is National Foster Care Month, and it is a time that we have to raise awareness around foster care, what is happening nationally, and what is happening in our state specifically. The theme for the month is relative and kin connections, keeping families strong. And you may see things promoted within your community or other places that you're looking statewide about National Foster Care Month. The governor has put out a proclamation, and it's a time to honor families that are providing foster care for our children.
Excuse me. So what is the actual need? I mean, are you seeing like a decline in foster care throughout the years?
We actually are seeing fewer children in foster care in the state of Oregon. We have fewer children than we've had in care in many, many years, which is actually a wonderful thing and something to celebrate. The state of Oregon has been really working on keeping children at home whenever possible with their families, providing additional supports because we know children do the best when they can be safe within their own homes. So there's fewer kids statewide than we've had. Right now in Harney County, there are 35 children experiencing foster care, and we have 20 certified families that are caring for the children that are in foster care in your county.
So are you needing more family? It's actually called resource families now, correct?
Yes. Within the last year, we have changed the name to resource family from foster family. And the whole idea is that families that provide foster care are an amazing resource. They are resources to the children that they're caring for. They become resources for these families as a whole with the things that they do. We do still need families in Harney County and in other communities statewide. Most of the children that are experiencing foster care in Harney County are with relatives or other people that knew them before they came into foster care, which is our priority. We really want to keep kids with people that they know or within their own families whenever possible.
So
because
that,
we know family connections are just so important.
Oh, 100%, especially in a traumatic situation of being removed from their parents.
Yes.
So are you guys, yes. Do you have a shortage of family kin?
We often are able to find family that can come forward and provide foster care, but we still need families. Part of what happens is sometimes there are children that need to be with a family outside of their biological home. And we want to be able to place children with families that can meet their needs. We have very few what we call general applicant families that are certified in Harney County right now. So when we can't find a relative or somebody that has a strong relationship with the child and they need to be in foster care, then we place with what we call general applicant families. And those are families that come forward and say, we want to care for kids, we have a heart for kids, and we want to provide a home for a child in need. So we only have 3 general applicant homes in Harney County out of those 20 families that are certified. So if we can't find a relative, it's challenging to find a placement for a child in need, perhaps at that time. We really need families that would be interested in fostering teens, and sibling groups. That's also another need statewide, is we really try to keep siblings together whenever we can and not separate them into different family homes if they need to be in foster care.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and you are listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Ed Staubin & Sons wants you to know that propane can deliver 1 unit of energy to a home 3 times more efficiently than electricity. In addition, propane does not require trillions of dollars of infrastructure investment like electricity does, with much of the burden falling on those who can least afford it. Propane is ready now. Propane, energy for everyone. Consider complementing your energy needs with more than one source. Give us a call at 573-2622 to discuss your options. Ed Staubin & Sons, energy, community, service.
The Burns Fire Department is seeking volunteer firefighters to join the team. Volunteer firefighters receive an hourly wage for all call-outs and training. No experience necessary, as all training and equipment will be provided to you. You don't need to be a resident of Burns to be a Burns firefighter. For more information, call Fire Chief Scott Williamson at 573-2320 or visit him at the Burns Fire Department at 242 South Broadway in Burns for more information.
Harney District Hospital Family Care Clinic is accepting new patients. The clinic offers a full range of health care services, from prenatal and well child checks to geriatric exams and everything in between. HDH Family Care is committed to enriching your life through better health. Call 541-573-2074 to establish care with a provider today. That's 541-573-2074.
The coffee. We'll get the news. Back to Harney County Live on 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning and welcome back, and thanks for tuning into Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest today is Tammy Blessing with the Oregon Department of Human Services, talking about how May is Foster Care Month. So you've expressed that family resource families are severely needed throughout the state of Oregon, not just Harney County. So if somebody is interested in wanting to become a resource family, what is the process?
The first thing that we would love to see is for a family to call in at our 800 number, and that number is 1-800-331-0503, and we will give that number again. That will connect them to our recruitment and retention partner, Every Child Oregon. And Every Child Oregon also has a website that is everychildoregon.org, where they can get on and learn more about fostering and actually fill out a form online that says they're interested in becoming a family or interested in learning more about foster care. All of those inquiries that would come from Harney County through those sources would eventually, and then within a short time, make their way to me. And then I get to reach out to families and give them some additional information, talk to them about what their interests are, and get them connected to our first training series, which we're calling RAFT. That is a core training that's about 8 modules long, where we're doing really good preparation for families that are interested in fostering. But at any of those stages, we're happy to talk to families just about what their interest is and provide information for wherever they are in their journey about learning about fostering.
Now, with this core training, what is involved with the training? Like, what is it that they're learning, and what's the point of it?
So the point of the training, the core training is really to give families a basic foundation of learning about what to expect with fostering children. It provides background about the foster care system in Oregon, what it looks like, how it works, how to become engaged and involved, how children come into foster care. We are providing significant training around trauma and understanding trauma and how children present that have backgrounds of trauma. All the children, of course, that need care have experienced abuse or neglect, and sometimes behaviors that they're presenting with may be different than parenting your own children or, you know, with children who haven't experienced trauma. So we're really trying to prepare families for that. There's information about parenting children from different backgrounds, different cultures, learning how to interface with the child welfare system and other partner agencies that you may be working with to provide for the needs of the children. Now, so I'm very excited because it's a new national model training that we've just revamped, and I think it's providing an excellent foundation for our families.
Now, is there continued education and stuff like that that's needed as well?
Absolutely. Once people get through the core training, every 2 years there is the need for families to have additional training hours. We have lots of different trainings for families to choose from that they can participate in. And we partner with an organization called Oregon Post-Adoption Resource Center that also has a wealth of training available to families on all kinds of topics, different developmental stages of children, different needs that children may be experiencing within families, that really can provide ongoing support. We also have support groups called KEEP that are statewide that are focused on different developmental ages and needs of children, where families can connect with another group of individuals that are parenting and have live support and a place to engage and talk about what's going on with children in their homes through the KEEP program if that's something they decided they wanted to participate in as well.
So what if somebody is, you know, somewhat interested in becoming a resource family, but they've got littles or, even middle schooler age or even high schoolers, and they're concerned about potential conflict with bringing a new child in that essentially has been through a traumatic experience? How do you talk somebody, you know, into reassuring them, or how do you discuss that with a family?
When families are interested in fostering, and if they get to the point of wanting to become certified, we have foster care certifiers in each county. You have an amazing certifier in Harney County that would meet with the family to go through a home study process. And that's really a time to engage one-on-one with a certifier to talk about your family needs, your family history, what it would mean to bring other children into your home and into your care, to work through those questions and to really have honest conversations about what it may be like to care for someone else's child in your home and how that fits within your own children, because that's a huge consideration. Once families are certified, we have those foster care certifiers that are providing ongoing support and connection for families as they're caring for children. Not to mention there's folks like me statewide that families are also reaching out to get support and connection to services within their own communities or provide, you know, additional resources and support on the spot.
Say that, you know, you have a family who went through all the training, they have just, you know, taken their first child into their home and it doesn't work out. What happens?
What happens is first we try to have a really open relationship with families so that if they are having challenges or things are difficult for some reason, that they can reach out and get support in the moment so that hopefully things don't come to the point where the child would need to leave the home. That would be our first effort and hope. But we also recognize that sometimes it may not be the right match for a family. A certain child may not be. We would be working with that family to find another family home, perhaps where that child could move, that might be a better match for them. Families always have the ability to say, this does or does not work for me, and to share that information with the department so that we can make sure that their own family needs are being met at the same time.
Well, we're going to take another quick break, and you're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Hey, Harney County, this is Amy from Hines City Hall. Would you like to hear about what's actually going on in the city rather than hearing it through the rumor mill? Well, I'm here to talk to you about our bi-monthly council meetings. The council meets on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. You can check out our past minutes or upcoming agendas on our website at cityofhines.com. If you have any questions, call us at 541-573-2251.
Ladies, Harney Hospital Foundation invites you to join the 5th Annual Women's Circle 100, Thursday, April 28th at the Historic Centra Hotel. The social starts at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a presentation. Bring your $100 donation, enjoy a free dinner, and a no-host bar. To RSVP, contact Alicia Miller at 573-8609. That's 573-8609. Learn more about the foundation at harneyhospitalfoundation.org.
Craig here, and hello again. I feel the pain many of our customers are experiencing with high fuel prices. Although I wish I had the control to magically lower prices, I cannot. However, I can stand steadfast with the stability and best interest of you, our customers, and community in mind. Anybody can run and hide in the face of difficult times and challenging circumstances, but being firm in belief, determination, and loyal to our values, we will continue to try to do our best in the eye of you, our customers. Ed Staub & Sons, 573-2622. Energy, community, service.
Now back to the good stuff. Harney County Live, here on the new 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning and welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest today is Tammy Blessing with the Oregon Department of Human Services, and we are discussing the need for resource families, which was, it was called foster parenting. So you are definitely needing resource families. Do you find it more difficult to place teenagers than older kids, or I mean younger kids?
We tend to have more families that come forward with an interest in fostering younger children, and I certainly wouldn't want to discourage anyone who has an interest in fostering any age of children, because we need families for all ages. We do have fewer homes that are available to parent teenagers at this time, and so that is a recruitment need that we have. And I would really encourage anyone that has an interest in learning about parenting teens to reach out to us, because we have some amazing supports and opportunities for families to learn more about caring for teens.
So why is it more difficult to place teens?
I think sometimes people are just scared of teens for not necessarily for any valid reason, but I think when you have families that come forward that have younger children, they haven't parented through that stage yet. They don't know what it would be like to parent an adolescent, and so there may not be the experience there, the lived experience yet with parenting older kids. We often hear that when families have young kids. They're like, well, I haven't ever cared for a teenager before, so I'm not sure if I would be good at it or could do it. And I would not want to discourage people just because they haven't parented through that stage to think that they can't do it. We do have families that do it that haven't been through that lived experience yet. And we have folks to support and walk you through it. We have some excellent training around parenting teens that can give you the information you need. We have families that come forward who have never parented at all, and sometimes they make amazing families. You don't have to be a two-parent family with children in your home to be a foster parent, to foster. We have individuals that come forward who've never parented who say, I think I can do this. I'm at a place in my life where I see the need. I have, you know, room and a home to provide. And I think I have a heart for kids, and I think I can do it. So anyone that feels like they have a heart for kids and that they would be willing to learn, we certainly will provide the support that they need.
Now, how do families get reimbursed and stuff? I mean, obviously, this is not a paid position. I don't want anybody to think that. But obviously, there are expenses that come with having another child, either another child in your home or a child in your home.
Absolutely. So the state does provide a reimbursement for care that comes in the form of a monthly payment to families that is based on the age of the child. So there's three different rates of reimbursement. There's one for children birth to age 5. And then a different rate for ages 6 to 12 and a higher rate than that for ages 13 to 20. Sometimes we have young adults that remain in the foster care setting while they're doing something like finishing school or getting connected to independent living. So those children who are actually young adults, we still sometimes have kids in care that are over 18. But it's a monthly reimbursement for care. And then if we have children that have special needs for medical appointments, additional medical care, additional needs around mental health care, there are additional rates that are reimbursed that speak to the needs of the child and the amount of parenting time and effort required to parent kids who may have additional needs above and beyond.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, we're running short of time. We've only got like 3 minutes left. Is there anything that you wanted to throw out there?
I just want to say thank you so much to all of you resource families in Harney County that are already doing this amazing work. To say we appreciate you, we recognize you, you provide something unique for these children, and you are honored in this. I would also like to encourage anyone with even a beginning curiosity and interest in fostering to reach out and to get more information and to learn about what it is that fostering is all about. And anyone who wants to learn more or thinks that they may be interested in becoming certified can contact us at 1-800-331-0503 or go to everychildoregon.org and look up the fostering tab and fill out a form that says I'm interested or I'm interested in more information. Those will all eventually make their way to me within a short amount of time, and I can reach out and give you a call. If you can't remember any of those contact numbers or places to go, you can always contact your child welfare office directly there in Harney County and reach out and say, I'm interested in learning more about fostering. Who do I speak to? And they will get you connected. So thank you so much, Mindy, for giving us time this morning to talk about this important need.
No, I really, really appreciate it. It's good that the numbers have gone down, but it's sad that you are still needing families to fill this resource families.
Yeah. I think we will always have somewhat of a need, but I'm also very excited to see that we're able to keep families together more regularly than we ever have been in the past, and that's our main goal, and that we're achieving it to a degree. We have fewer kids in care statewide than we've had, but yes, we still have a need. So please, if you're interested, reach out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and being my test person here with a call-in.
Absolutely. I'm glad we were able to make it work. Thank Perfect. You again for this time.
And thank you so much. And thank you for listening to Harney County Live. I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.
That's another edition of Harney County Live every weekday morning on 92.7 KZHZ.
Whether it's 15 terrifying miles to your first date or 92 miles to haul that 3-year-old to his first branding with a crew that will save you, Whether it's 300 eager backseat miles to Grandma and Grandpa's for hugs and cookies, or just heading to work, Pit Stop & Sons has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance, because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuels, call Ed Stop & Sons, 573-2622, Energy Community Service.
The City of Burns is considering expanding its agreement between the Town of Lakeview and the City of John Day by forming ORS-190. It's a state law that grants authority of local governments to make intergovernmental agreements. If approved by